Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Kate Pope Hodel is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Kate is, I know, I'm excited, too. Kate's back. Settle down. She's going to be here for a little bit. Kate is the author, co-author of a book called Beyond Collisions, How to Build Your Entrepreneurial Infrastructure. And boy, howdy, she paid her dues in knowing how to write that book and talk about it. She spent a number of years with the Ewing Marion Kauffman Foundation, an organization I was telling you about in 98. I was reporting on the GEM, their first Global Entrepreneurship Monitor. I was so excited about that. Nothing changed my thinking about entrepreneurship around the world like that did, and I've reported on it ever since, and we're glad she's here to help us. Kate, welcome back.
Well, thank you, Jim. I always appreciate having a chance to talk to you. It's fun to know somebody who was there at that first Global Entrepreneurship Monitor as well.
I'll never forget that. I'm trying to remember how I got it. I think, of course, in those days, I was really, you know, I mean, I'm still doing it, but that was the first year of my show, and of course, I was when I found, again, I think somebody probably sent me a press release or something, but. But boy, when I saw that
probably
really
did.
You probably did. No kidding.
I probably did. I did all the marketing for that piece. And the funny thing is, now when I read any kind of a book or on entrepreneurship that's research based, all the footnotes are people that I know from that report. It's always
wow.
funny. I read the footnotes in those books instead of the book because I go, oh yeah, I know him.
Right.
Oh, I know Paul.
Well, yeah. But you know, I wound up interviewing a bunch of your folks there at Kauffman.
Mm-hmm.
I wound up interviewing a bunch of folks from Babson, from the London School of Economics. We're partners and Zoltan Ach and David.
Paul Reynolds was in there.
Him too,
Erky
absolutely.
Audio and
yep.
Michael Camp, yeah.
Yep, those guys have been great resources over the years. And, folks, this is really important work. This was landmark research that they did. And so whenever somebody says Kauffman or Hodel, my ears perk up real quick. So, Kate, let's talk about.
I think sometimes. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No.
You think what?
No, I was going to say, I think sometimes we underestimate why it's important to do the research in entrepreneurship, but it's so that we can tell the story of why entrepreneurship is so important and why what your listeners do every single day is important to the
right.
economy and to their communities. So just
well, and you know, while we're on this topic, I think it's important maybe to take an opportunity to dispel some myths that are going on right now. When that report, that GEM, and of course there were subsequent ones almost every year, there were subsequent ones, and what they showed, was not just how entrepreneurship was in America, it was the Global Entrepreneurship Monitor,
mm-hmm.
and this was at a time when the Soviet Union had collapsed, China still wasn't in its, it was still barely in its ascendancy stage, just on the threshold of all that. And all those Eastern European countries were coming alive out from under the boot heel
mm-hmm.
of communism. And I met some of these people. I met people from Georgia and from other places, Republic of Georgia and other places, Kate. And I've never seen anybody so excited about being able to be entrepreneurs as they were. And I would love to have those people come and talk to the people who are espousing socialism for America. Everybody who's espousing socialism in America today should talk to those people before they go any further.
Really,
what do you think?
There was really a pent-up demand for people to have the freedom to pursue the dreams that they had. It was
right.
It was exciting. You know, it's funny. It seems like it was a long time ago, but it just not that long, really, when you think about it and how much has happened since then.
And we were probably extra excited because we were right out of elementary school, too, 20 years ago. But
absolutely,
the,
yes.
But still, I mean, do you agree with me about the socialism thing? I mean, this is...
we've already seen that movie. Enterprises. Yeah. Well, I mean, entrepreneurship and free enterprise has been the heart of America for so long, and our small business owners and our people who want to pursue big dreams have always been an important part of who we are, and I can't see that ever going away.
Well, and the path to individual family financial strength and self-determination is entrepreneurship. Okay. And when you repress that, which socialism would, when you repress that, Look at all the dreams that you would have squashed, not just for the entrepreneurs, but for their families, for their employees.
We talk a lot about how important it is to build generational wealth in impoverished communities, and entrepreneurship can certainly be a path to that.
And socialism is the enemy of what Kate just said, isn't it, Kate?
Seems like the opposite, doesn't it?
It's the opposite. And as I say, we've seen the movie. We watched the movie in Republic of Georgia. We've seen the movie in Venezuela. We know what's going on in Cuba, places like that. Those places don't have entrepreneurship. Now, of course, the Republic of Georgia does now. But it's amazing. In fact, some of those countries, Kate, back when the gem came out first and subsequent years, some of those countries exceeded developed countries like the United States in their level of entrepreneurship, didn't they, in subsequent reports?
Well, they just didn't have the infrastructure of large companies. So, yeah, when you don't have – you just have lots of small companies doing very important things, and then the small companies can grow up into be big companies.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's what's exciting, and that's, seeing that repeat cycle.
And your book is the is the sort of the upper floors of that high rise of entrepreneurial research, isn't it?
Well, we just try to take what we knew about the research and about practice in communities and kind of share that with people so that they could think about how they can support entrepreneurs in their communities. You know, every community is a little bit different, but there are some very fundamental, foundational things that you can do in a community as a community to support mm-hmm. entrepreneurs. And then there are some things that you as individuals can do to support entrepreneurs in your community. We're looking at, you know, kind of a five simple ways to support entrepreneurs. And you know, the first thing you can do, anybody can do, is shop local. And that, and if you work for a larger corporation, that can mean bringing smaller companies into your supply chain.
That's right.
Or being a first customer for an early startup. But if you're just, you know, whoever, you can go to your local restaurant. You can use a locally based service organization.
Try to buy from a local hardware store, because remember, folks, we can't minimize the fact that when you do that, your money stays in your community. It doesn't get sucked out of some bank account up to New York somewhere.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.